We talked to...
We needed...
Wait.
This is the most easy question.
Thunder.
Maybe do some math.
What?
Go to school. It's not weird.
In days of the old, knights were bold. Rohan journeyed from his land to encounter the one they called Onicon. Join Rohan and Onicon on adventures each week to discover the world of comics and more in Talking Comics.
Welcome to
Talking Comics,
Episode 8. Yeah. What?
You didn't hit my hand right. Yeah.
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 It was Star Wars week.
Yeah.
We had May the 4th on Sunday.
Yeah.
We had
Free Comic Book Day.
Free Comic Book Day last Saturday. Got a bunch of free comics.
Mm-hmm.
I read one of those, the free ones.
I read one of the dollar ones.
Okay. Let's see, we had May the 4th. We played Fortnite.
Okay.
Oh, we'll get to that, I guess.
Yeah.
But it was Star Wars week, so I'm wearing a Star Wars hat to commemorate Star Wars
week. I don't have any Star Wars suit except two shirts.
Yeah. You got a new shirt on. Mm-hmm. So,
the episode should be new shirts.
New shirts? That should be our episode?
Yeah.
Yeah, you got a couple new shirts this week. A couple new things. You could talk about them.
It's the same.
Well, I guess you could talk about them now. Show off your shirts.
So, what time? Where is my script?
Right there. So this is our new weekly poll. So new stuff. It's new stuff time. So show off your shirt. Stand up. Show off your shirt. Yeah, new Spider-Man shirt. Don't fall.
My foot was stuck between the chair leg. Spider-Man shirt that has several like comic book strip things. Spider-Man, I like it. Can I do this?
Mm-hmm.
And then I also got a different one. They had some sort of deal at Charlotte Russe. But normally they're $10 each. This one.
She needed more geek shirts.
Yes, I did. And
always amazing.
Yes, and it has rhinestones on it. And it's blue, which is one of my favorite colors.
There you go. So you got a new shirt. Mm-hmm. Then we got our new stuff this week. We're going on a road trip leaving next Saturday. Hopefully we'll have this episode 9 out Friday night next week. And then Saturday, we're leaving on a road trip for a few weeks, but we're going to do episodes on the road. So, but we may, we're going to try to stop at comic shops along the way.
Mm-hmm.
And we will, might pick up some stuff here and there, but like our weekly polls, we won't get for a few weeks. So we'll have a huge pile when we get back. That will, it'll take an hour to go through everything we got, but that's okay.
Won't be like that episode to talk about.
But we're going to try to do some travel episodes on the way while we're out. And then we're going to do, but we got a couple things this week to read while we're gone. If we don't get a whole lot of books while we're out. Because we're not going to get our weekly polls, so.
Is it, we're starting with the comics.
You want to start with the comics? Are actually weekly polls?
Okay. Yes.
Okay, so we're going to cut the weekly polls. So this week we start with, we got both of these?
Yeah.
Anyway, we've got the Storm number 8. We got to hold them up here. We got Storm number 8. What? Yeah, grab it. We had to get this cover too because
impossible.
It's
impossible.
It's crazy. I don't know. Storm holding Mjolnir. I'm not sure. I like we that.
Free Planet number 1.
Free Planet. Free Planet.
It's Free Planet.
Yeah, Free Planet number 1. So I wanted to get it. See? Yeah, the Green Lantern number 2. What else? Star Wars number 1 came out this week. A new Star Wars series. We're going to give that a try. I read the Star Wars free comic, which had like a prelude to this.
I'm starting a Poison Ivy collection. I got Poison Ivy number 33.
Yep, she got a Poison Ivy.
Wait, so are we going in the back issues?
We'll be looking for them.
Okay. Fun.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Then we've got The Amazing Spider-Man number 3 this week. Ghost Spiders, or Spider-Gwen, the Ghost Spider number 13. That's been pretty neat so far. She's ruining the world with Loki. Yeah. What's this? Oh, Deadpool kills the Marvel Universe one last time. I like this cover. It's got a lot of cool features. So that's the one. Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the cover I wanted. Looks cool.
I put your popcorn on the floor.
That's fine. Picked up this number 1. We've been looking at it for a while. I don't know how it's going to be. I have nothing, know nothing about it, but it's a number 1, and I really like the cover.
The cover is funny.
Don't run with scissors.
And that's what will happen if you run with scissors.
Right? Everybody, I thought that was pretty cool. I did get the Pop Kills number 3.
You can't
show. I can show. It's nothing. No, it's not bad. Apparently, this is a very popular cover. He said it's the last one in the store. Luckily, I picked that cover. Okay. So that's our weekly polls. And then we talked.
We needed. Wait.
All right, don't show it off. What? You already showed it off. It's fine. Okay.
So we needed books straight on the way. I got 2. He got 1.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So I got the last Ronin series. It's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Who is the last Ronin? I'm sure people already know. But I've been hearing about it for a while. I did not know Robert Rodriguez did some of this. This is amazing. Apparently they're coming out with a movie, I think, this year. So I am super excited to read this. And I am actually... Well, I'll let you go first. Then I'll tell
my
story. Okay. So I am thinking, I had this idea today. I'm going to start just doing like a couple of more episodes a week of just reading a comic book.
What do you mean?
So I'll pick a comic. So maybe like the one shot, which is, do we get a one shot this week? But I'll just pick a comic like Green Lantern number 2. Maybe I'll go back and I'll read number 1 and just record myself reading it. And release it as an episode a couple times a week of different comic books. And maybe I'll record myself reading the whole Lost Ronin series and release that as an episode. So, this is pretty...
I've had that idea for weeks, but I've never told you.
Well, you should do that too.
No. Nobody wants to hear me read.
No?
No.
That'd be good. You could do it too. You could do some I Hate Fairyland.
I've read like.
I did not know Robert Rodriguez.
The Psycho Johnson until I put on it.
I'm excited to read this. So what did you get?
So I've been eyeing this for a very long time. I was like, I need this.
She's been wanting that for a while in the shop.
I have. Probably one of the Gotham Cities.
Hold it up so people can see it.
I like the cover a lot. And the back
cover. Yep. All right, let's hold it a little closer and sturdier so people can see it. There is a new Gotham City Siren series, like 5 or 6 episode series coming out. So I got you that on pull. But this week is something good for her to read while we're gone. What else she get?
I got the 5th I Hate Fairyland book.
Yep, because you've read up to number 4, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think we've got to get 1 through 6 or 1 through 7.
That's when she escaped.
She escaped? Mm-hmm. Mm.
But then I've heard that it pulled her back in.
Well, we'll see.
Wait, what?
Well, no, don't ruin it now.
Hold on. Why does that say chapter 1?
I don't know. Chapter 2.
Why is it saying chapters?
Because the first 4 were one story, I think. Then the second, then 5, 6, 7, and 8 are another set of stories. And then there's a new story coming, which I have on your pull list, starting in a month or two.
I need more things. Because I don't get them every single week.
Well,
some weeks that
you can go through the list and you can add to your pull list. Right? Mm-hmm. All right. So what is the favorite thing you read this week? What did you read this week?
I read the Harley Quinn story in the Valentine's Day special book.
Okay.
And the part of my what's it called?
You finished number 4.
Yeah, I did that, and then
The Flying Freeling.
My Injustice book. Where's from that?
Okay. What was your favorite out of those?
I hate Freeling.
Okay. I read, let's see, I have my list here. I didn't put it on the script this week. I read Out of Alcatraz number 2, gave it 4 stars. Absolute Wonder Woman number 7, I gave that 5 stars. Thought that was really good. The G.I. Joe Silent Duke and Roadblock, I looked at those this week.
What?
The G.I. Joe. Yeah. I read the Free For All number 1. I gave it 4.5 stars. It was really good. It was like ancient Rome today. It was ancient Rome today. They're like, if you had a lot of money and you were rich, you got selected to a lottery where you had to go to like an arena and fight other rich people. It was pretty good. And then it ended up being like this husband and wife, ex-husband and ex-wife that fought each other at the end. It was really good.
Wait, what book was that?
That was that Free For All.
Oh.
I read the next installment of the We Are Yesterday series, which was the Batman Superman World's Finest 2025 annual, number 1. I gave it 4.5 stars. The Batman 158, I read that to start the Hush 2 series. I gave it 5 stars. I don't know why the community is only giving these things 3.5 to 4 stars. So I read the Batman 158. I don't know why it's getting 3.5 stars to 4 stars on its average 3.8. I gave it 5 stars. The Joker's getting murdered. It's crazy. I read the Pop Kill number 2. It was really good. Gave it 4.5. Pinapocalypse. I'll get it. It was all right. It was 3.5 stars. It wasn't great, but it was okay. Sit up.
Are you done?
Almost. I read a lot now. Godzilla versus Spider-Man. Spider-Man's love triangle was hilarious. Between Mary Jane and Black
Panther?
No. I can't remember her name.
Black Widow.
No, it was like Black Cat or something. It's not Black Cat. It's
what's Black Cat? There's Catwoman and Black Cat. What?
Anyway, it was pretty good.
Okay.
Batman 159, which is the next Hush number 2 series, gave it 4 stars. Community gave it 3 stars. I don't understand why. Then I read the TVA number 5, which was, I think they've wrapped that up, gave it 4 stars. Pretty good. Red Hulk number 3 gave 3.5 stars. It was okay. And then I read the Star Wars number 1 free comic book. So out of all that, I think my favorite was probably the Hush, the 2 Hush book series books.
You broke the chair.
No, it just pops. So I read I think my favorite was the Hush series stuff. Yeah. So what do you look forward to reading this week?
I don't know, because it's my last week of school.
Yes, last week of school. So that's exciting. Maybe continuing your Harley Quinn series?
Number 15! I never read number 15. I'm still needing to read number 15.
Yeah, you got to finish organizing it, too. You get them. Your whole collection's kind of spread out.
Well, yeah, because, you know, I also went through my teacher's bucket of crayons, and I found a bunch of rare crayons. So, and then I went through my bucket of crayons, found a bunch of rare crayons. I'm not done with the bucket, so I'm going to sell them on eBay and make a bank, and then I'm going to give my teacher half.
Okay, we're starting at crayon selling, reselling crayons.
Stop it!
What?
You're saying crayon.
Crayon.
Crayon. It's not a cranberry. It's a crayon. Say cray. Yeah. Say cray.
Cray.
On.
On.
Put it together.
Crayon.
Help me.
So what are you looking forward to reading? Harley Quinn. Anything else?
Yeah, that book. The Gotham City Sirens.
The Gotham City? You're not going to wait till the car ride?
No!
I'll be buying another one next week.
No, you'd be buying another. I never read those in like a day.
They're fun, yeah.
You haven't even read them.
I haven't. Yeah. You say they're fun and you enjoy them.
I love them.
All right, so what am I looking forward to this week?
Nobody asked.
Wow.
I'm sorry, I had to.
Have I been fired from the show?
Yes, you have. I have taken over it. Hello, everybody. I have taken over Talking Comics. Braha is no longer in the section. I did not just say section. I said session. Okay. So, hello, everybody. Welcome to Talking Me Comics. Because, you know, I'm talking to the camera, not anybody else. So, you can come back now. I'm rehiring you. You're rehired. You're hired. It's boring without you. Oh, my earring is still
here? Boring, yes.
Can't reach it.
All right. Do we pick up where we left off since I'm rehired?
Yes.
Okay.
Leave that in there.
For sure. All right, so.
That was so long, pause. Stop so long, you pauses, or I'm going to fire you again.
I edit them out. It's fun. Do you even watch the episodes, bro?
I watched the episodes several times all week.
All right, so now into what we've been watching and playing this week. What have you watched this week? Such a long pause.
Shut up.
Fired again.
Yeah, fired. I have watched. Hey, I didn't say you were rehired. No. Mm-mm. Stop trying to sneak back in. I'm going to file a report. for breaking and entering. Trespassing. Yes, or start with the first one. If you're gonna read them. Okay, yeah. So.
Start my own episode. The Last Rohan.
Shush. You're fired.
Introduction.
Shush.
I first discovered Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles in the later 80s when I was in college.
Good job.
Okay, ow.
I don't know what I've watched. What have I watched? I know I watched something. Trying to remember what though.
Did you play any games this week? I played a lot of Forza.
I watched Legally Blonde and Legally Blondes are different. Blonde okay. and Blondes are different. It's amazing.
I watched Daredevil. A little Nobody bit, asked. Another episode of Daredevil.
Nice.
And then we played what, one or two nights of Fortnite, and I played a little bit of Fortnite and worked on podcast stuff. So, this week, what time is it?
Trivia time!
But this week,
I am going to be the one asking
the
questions.
She's going to be asking the questions to me.
Yes.
So, I'll
Discord scoot sucks. Over here. Yep, you have 20 questions.
20 questions? Jeez. All right, let's go.
What is Harley Quinn's real name?
Harley. Quinn. No. It's not Harley Quinn Smith. That's Kevin Smith's
daughter. Shut up. What is Harley Quinn's real name?
Harleen Quinn Ansel or Ansel?
Wrong. It's Quinzel.
Quinzel.
Okay. What was Harley Quinn's profession before becoming a criminal?
Psychiatrist.
Okay. Where did Harley Quinn meet the Joker?
Arkham Asylum.
Where? There's more to it.
In psychiatry. Like, wasn't
where
he
was... Where
she was his patient. Her patient.
It says...
He was her patient, right?
It says at Arkham Asylum where she was his psychiatrist.
Okay. I said the same.
Who created Harley Quinn?
Joker.
No.
Batman.
No, wait, hold on. I need... What is that? No. Paul Dini and Bruce Timm.
Oh, okay.
The Riders,
got it.
The Riders. Okay. And which show did Harley Quinn first appear? You know this.
Batman, the animated series?
What year? If you don't guess a year right, then it's wrong.
1990.
You're off by 2 years. 1992?
Okay.
I'll give it to you.
Early 90s. Okay.
What's Harley Quinn's signature weapon?
The hammer?
No.
Or the bat?
They're both on here. A giant mallet.
Hammer.
Mallet.
Hammer.
Or baseball bat. Okay.
I was looking at the post to see if there was a bat on there. There's not.
What team is Harley Quinn often associated with?
Birds of Prey.
No. It's Suicide Squad.
Oh, yeah. It's Birds of Prey is the movie.
Yeah.
Suicide Squad.
Yes.
Okay.
Does Harley Quinn have superpowers?
Does Harley Quinn have superpowers? No. No.
Yes.
She does?
She can.
Like what?
Not aerility. So, she sometimes gains enchanted strength or immunity through pilot devices.
Okay.
In that little story that I read in the book, she did get Shazam's powers. Superpowers.
Very cool.
Yeah, so that's wrong.
Who is Charlie's best friend and sometimes lover?
Poison Ivy.
Yes. What is Harley Quinn's hyena's pet name?
I couldn't hear you. Speak up.
What is Harley Quinn's hyena's pet's name? There's two of them. This is the most easy question. They're both three-letter words.
I can't remember.
They're funny. They're Bud and Lou.
Bud and Lou? Lou and Bud. Okay.
Bud. Lou is spelled L-O-U. What comic series gave Harley a solo spotlight?
Harley Quinn?
There's more to it. There's two, actually.
Harley Quinn. I don't know.
But comics. Comics.
Okay. Harley Quinn comic.
You can't say that.
I just did, so I can say it.
Not theoretically. I meant like... Actually.
I don't know.
Harley Quinn. Like the years.
Harley Quinn 2016 and Harley Quinn 2021.
No. 2000 and 2013 series.
Okay.
That's what it says.
Maybe those were the first two.
Which actress?
Margot Robbie.
Which, yeah. I didn't even finish reading it! Don't say it. What? I can't read this. Is that metal?
So skip it. Go to another one.
No. What does M-E-N-T-A-L spell?
Mental.
What mental disorder is Harley often?
Schizophrenic.
Okay. Which mental disorder is Harley Quinn often depicted with?
Schizophrenia.
No. Dependent personality disorder. And signs of Manina. M-A-N-I-A.
Mania?
I don't know what that
is. Whew! That was rough.
Okay, number 14. In Batman, White Knight... Who are the two Harleys? Why are you giving me that look? You're scaring me.
I have no clue.
Okay. It is Harley Quinzel, the original, and Marlon Drew's The Replacement.
All right, let's go to Thor questions.
No. Which city is Harley originally from?
Gotham City?
No. Brooklyn, New York, in some versions. Like when she was born.
Okay.
In what animated series does Harley team up with Ivy as roommates?
Harley Quinn animated series on HBO?
Yeah. Wait. I was thinking 2019. Jesus. Has Harley ever been part of the Bat family? I know this.
Yes.
Yes. Wait, what is Harley's academic background?
Academic?
Yeah, it's spelled weird. Academic background.
Psychology?
Like the actual name.
Psychiatrist?
No. PhD in Mr. Rodriguez.
Next.
What is the main thing of Harley's character arc? It's lazy.
Break up with Joker.
breaking free from toxic relationships and reclaiming independence. What symbol is often seen on Harley's outfit?
Diamonds.
What's the meaning of the diamonds? What's the meaning of the diamonds? Like, it's easy.
Diamonds.
What's the meaning of the diamonds?
Hearts.
No.
Stars.
No, I mean, what's the meaning? Like, diamonds. Like, what's the meaning of the diamonds? Oh my god, it's so static on that chair.
I don't know what the meaning of the diamonds are.
Meaning of the diamonds, it's reflecting your gesture.
Or what?
Gesture motive.
Motive?
So weird. That is my excuse for everything. Your forehead is like...
Hey, Dad, that's spelled weird.
It's spelled weird. Okay. Now we're going to Poison Ivy.
No, skip this poison. Yeah.
Poison Ivy. What is Poison Ivy's real name?
Sounds easy. I don't know.
Pamela Isley. Oh, that's right. Yeah. What Pamela was her profession Isley. Before becoming a villain?
Botanist?
Mm-hmm. What gives Ivy her powers?
Plants.
No. What gives Ivy her powers?
Plants.
No!
There's no plant. She got no power.
No, that's not what I mean. Like, how did she get her powers? It's not a plant.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. How'd she get them?
A kind by bunched experiment and toxic plant-based chemistry. Basically, radiation... Got put into a plant.
Basically, plants, like you just said.
It exploded and it gave her.
Okay, a botched experiment.
Who created Poison Ivy? Riders.
No clue.
Robert. And Sheldon. I'm just doing that because I am not going to pronounce their last names.
They're spelled weird.
Yeah. One is spelled... M-O-L-D-O-F-F. Exactly.
Moldoff.
He's moldy.
He's moldy.
He's a moldy and old. What comic did Poison Ivy first appear in?
I'm sure it is. I'm pretty sure it's a Batman comic. Batman 22.
Not Batman 181.
Okay.
In 1966?
Wow.
What powers does Poison Ivy have?
Plants.
Plant mutation. Jesus, nope. What cause does Ivy often fight for?
What cause does she fight for? Mm-hmm. Like, Earth stuff.
Yes. They're like, protecting the environment.
Yeah, environmental, sorry.
Who is Ivy's main romantic partner in modern media?
Harley Quinn.
Mm-hmm. Has Ivy ever been a part of a Suicide Squad?
No.
Yes. In some iterations.
Alright, next.
Okay, Catwoman.
Okay.
What is Catwoman's real name? You can't look down there or up there.
Selena Kyle.
Bingo. What is Catwoman best known for?
Dressing like a cat.
No.
Burglary. Jewel thief.
There's more fiddling. And Batman's romantic partner.
Okay.
That's what it says.
All right.
Being a cat really was a complex relationship with Batman.
Complex relationship with Batman. Okay.
What animal does Catwoman sing herself after.
What?
What Catwoman dresses up as?
A cat?
Yes. What? What?
Okay.
Who created Catwoman? Writers.
No clue.
Bob Keane, Bill Figure. Fire, I don't know. Okay.
Michelle Pfeiffer. That was a joke.
In which comic did Catwoman debut?
Debut?
It says debut. With a T.
It's spelled debut. Or no, it's pronounced
it
debut.
It has a T at the end. It's spelled weird.
I have no clue.
Batman number one, 1940.
Dang.
What weapon does Catwoman come in?
A whip.
It's called something else.
Cat tail? Cat of nine tails?
A bull whip. Come on, it's funny. That's what it says though. What is Catwoman's iconic outfit?
Black leather. Tight black leather?
No. It's not black leather.
A cat suit?
A black cat suit, often with goggles or cat ears.
Okay.
You did not say any of this. What is her moral acknowledgement typically?
Alignment?
Yeah. It's spelled weird. What? What?
Take from the rich, give to the poor?
No.
No?
Anti-heroic or thief with a heart of gold.
Kind of like steal from the rich, go for good.
It's not, because there's nothing with give it to the poor, I'll take
steal with a heart of gold.
Or whatever.
Anyway, next.
Is Catwoman's relationship with Batman?
Complicated. Complex.
It's a sentence. Dramatic tension, spelled weird. And spelled weird. Partner or rival.
Okay.
OCCASIO.
Occasional.
Weird.
Occasional partner.
Has Catwoman ever been part of the Justice League?
Yes.
Correct.
All right, can we go to Marvel and DC now?
Yes. Thor.
Thor. Ooh, maybe I'll get one of these right.
I'm doing all of them. What is Thor the god of thunder? Wait, I meant god, I just gave away my answer. What is Thor the god of?
Thunder.
Yes.
Thunder.
What is the name of Thor's spelled weird hammer?
Mjolnir.
Which realm is...
Asgard.
No. Nope, it's not. It's Justice League. Batman.
What?
Asgard.
Asgard.
Everybody hates Asgard. Who is Thor's father?
Odin.
No.
Yes, he is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
That's not
what it says. Odin's son. It's Odin.
It's his Odin's son. Okay, what is Thor's relationship to Loki?
Brother. Half brother.
Loki, his adopted brother.
Adopted brother.
Wait, Loki's adopted?
He was a frost giant.
Oh.
You need to watch the first Thor movie. Loki's son.
What Marvel comic did Thor first appear in?
Thor.
No.
Probably the Avengers.
No.
Oh, wait. Oh, duh. Wait. Repeat the question.
No.
Journey into the Mystery number 82.
83.
83. I always get that wrong.
Here.
1966.
62. 62. You can't repeat after me and still get the question right. Who plays Thor in Marvel?
Chris Hemsworth.
That last summer to infant Maria.
What?
Midjourney.
Repeat the question.
What allows someone to lift Midjourney?
Mjolnir, and it's being worthy.
How is that you have to pronounce the J. Midjourney. It's Midjourney. It's Midjourney.
Mjolnir.
They must be worthy.
Worthy, it's what I said.
Yeah, because it must be.
Storm is not worthy.
Storm is not worthy.
Storm, I don't know. I can't. That's aggravating me. But they sold the comic because of it, so.
What weapon does Thor use after Mjolnir is destroyed?
It's the axe, but I can't remember the axe's name.
One. Wrong! Beep! Beep! Stormbreaker. Okay.
You stumped me on one.
What team is Thor founding father of?
Avengers.
No.
Say that again.
What team of Thor founding fathers of in the MCU?
The Warrior 3.
Yeah. Wrong.
I said the Avengers, and you said no.
Because I spoke question wrong.
Alright, next.
It's found in Nimber. Okay, Marvel trivia. What is Iron Man's real name?
Tony Stark.
Which Infinity Stone is housed in? Oh, spelled near forehead?
Visions?
Yeah.
Forehead?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, is that the weird purple guy?
What stone is it? Is that the reality stone?
No. Mind stone.
Mind stone, duh.
Mind?
Yeah.
Mind, head, forehead, mind, same thing. Who is Winter Soldier?
The Winter Soldier? Captain America?
Nope.
Bucky?
What's his last name?
Barnes?
What is the real name of Black Panther?
T'Challa?
It's T'Challa.
T'Challa.
What organization did Nick Fury lead?
Shield.
No. S-H-I-E-L-D. Because there's dots between it. And that is different. I learned that in school several times in first grade. Maybe do some math.
What?
Go to school. Do your homework.
Whoa. What?
Which hero is known as the Scar Supreme? That's all you get.
What? Which hero is the Sorcerer Supreme? Doctor Strange.
No.
Well, currently it's Doom.
That's what it says.
Really? Okay.
Wrong!
Who is it?
Doctor Strange. You're fired!
I'm like, can we give real answers?
What is the name of Thor's homeworld?
Asgard.
No.
What is it?
Asgard. Duh. With an extra D. Who created the Marvel character Spider-Man?
Stan Lee.
And?
Jack Kirby.
Nope. Stephen Ditko.
Okay.
What metal will you already know that?
Vibranium.
Yeah.
You know who's the main villain? Love
Interest. What?
Who's the main villain in Love Interest? Infinity War and Endgame.
Thanos.
Wrong. Don't look at my paper. DC trivia, my favorite time. What is Batman's real name? One, two,
Bruce
three.
Wayne.
Yeah. Which is superhero is known as the Man of Steel?
Superman.
One, two, three, okay. What Amazon warrior?
Wonder Woman.
What city does the Flash protect? One, two, three. Wrong. Who is the role?
Hold on. What city? Queen City? Queen City?
No.
Twin City?
No. Central City.
Central City. Jeez.
Wrong. Who is the ruler of Atlantis and DC universe?
Aquaman.
Mm-hmm. What color is the ring of a Green Lantern from Earth?
Yellow?
Green.
Oh, dang it.
You're dumb. How would it be? How?
Well, because some of the rings have different colors. I couldn't remember. And I just read up somewhere that...
What is the Joker's real name in most comics?
Oh. Oh. I don't know.
You have to say something, at least. You have to say something. What is the Joker's name?
I didn't actually know if this was the thing, but...
I don't know.
Unknown.
Well, there you go.
Or not directly confirmed.
That would be why I don't know.
Yeah. I know that would stump you.
What is the name of Superman's home planet?
Krypton.
But that's not how you pronounce it.
Krypton.
That's even worse.
Krypton.
It's not croutons.
It is croutons. It's Kryptons.
You just said croutons. Oh my god, I'm going to die. He was known as the Clown Princess of Crime.
Joker.
I said princess.
Oh.
Is
it Harley Quinn?
Yes.
Okay.
Which stamp was Harley Quinn dead shot and captured?
Suicide Squad.
No. No.
What is it?
Bird of Prey. Actress plays Poison Ivy in Batman and Robin. 1996.
Uma Thurman.
Mm-hmm. In which city is Ivy often based?
Gotham City?
Mm-hmm. Was Poison Ivy's relationship with plants?
Amazing, friendly.
She sees them as scientists and often values them more than humans.
There you go. Cool. Well, that's enough.
The Batman series showcases her relationship with Harley.
What?
Her relationship with
Harley. I mean, what's...
What animated series showcases her relationship with Harley?
The Harley Quinn animated series.
Mm-hmm. Hold on, it just finished. It says 4 more. Has Ivy ever been an anti-hero?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What group was Ivy part of with Catwoman and Harley?
The Gotham City Sirens?
Mm-hmm. Who portrays Catwoman in The Dark Knight Rises?
what's her name? I just watched that movie the other night. I forgot to add that to my list. I watched that this week.
Anne Hathaway.
Okay.
We still had 12.
Did you like that? We'll save them for next week.
No, because then we're going to be going away.
We're doing an episode next week.
No, like these.
Not now that you're logged in, they won't.
Sorry.
Did you like asking me questions?
Yeah, I'm going to ask you a bunch from tomorrow. Yeah.
Next week?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
We should do just like a 20-hour video.
A 20-hour marathon of just questions?
Just of questions.
How about the car ride? That's 20 hours of driving.
God. Just, I won't have internet.
We'll have internet.
Yeah, we will have internet because you're hot.
Well, did you enjoy asking me questions? Okay. Are you looking? Let's see. So, yeah, we got some polls. We got some books. We got a lot of questions. We'll do some more of that next week. I'm going to read some comics this week and probably release that. She's going to sleep. I've been fired.
You're fired!
Nope.
What?
All right. Uh-huh. That was episode 8. Good job. Ow. I wasn't recording that whole time.
What? No.